Good morning to you all and welcome to our service this morning. We are the last Sunday before Lent. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
The prayer for today, the collect. Holy God, you know the disorder of our sinful lives. Set straight our crooked hearts and bend our wills to love your goodness and your glory. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And invite you to stay standing as you're able as we hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Peter did not know what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and the disciples kept silent, and in those days told no one of any of the things they had seen. This is the gospel of the Lord. So this morning, I'm going to read to you what could have been a diary entry of Peter and his experience of the Transfiguration. I've used the passage that we heard from Exodus and the Luke reading to form a basis for it. Paula Goodyear talks about having to fill in the gaps when she wrote both books that Phoebe and Lydia, which are based around people found in the New Testament. And then she fills in the gaps with historical and other things that might have taken place during that time, and some things that she just imagines might have taken place. So I've done that with this kind of diary entry, filled in the gaps of the stories with ideas of what might have happened and what they might have thought. I'm not sure if I have the words to describe what just happened. Like so many times that we've been at Jesus' side, the miraculous happened, yet this was something else entirely different. I really do not know where to start. We've been sent out by Jesus to heal people in the towns and the villages, which we did with some success. When we came back to find Jesus, he then took us to a quiet place. But as always, people heard where we were and they came to find us. And such a crowd had gathered around that Jesus spoke to them and then he fed them. And normally that would be the amazing thing, but not this time. As always, my inability to not say what I was thinking struck again. And when Jesus asked who we thought he was, I answered, "You're God's Messiah." Jesus warned us not to tell anyone that just yet. And he spoke in riddles that I really did not understand about how he was going to be killed and then be raised on the third day. But you know what? Nothing is going to happen to him. I will make sure of that. And then the weirdest, strangest thing happened. And that's quite impressive because a lot of weird things have happened since we got to follow Jesus. But this one was strange because it reminded me of what is written in the scriptures about how Moses went up to Mount Sinai to hear from God the commandments that we live by and how he met with God and how his face shone so brightly that nobody could look at it and everyone was afraid to come near him. We were taught that because Moses had met with God and lived, it gave him an air of authority. You can't argue with a man who has met God and lived to tell the tale. A Moses had to keep his face covered with a veil so that the glory of God didn't scare the Israelites, but actually it became a permanent reminder of God being present among them. What happened today, that reminded me of that. But even now, I'm not sure if I can put it into words. Let me start at the beginning. We went up a mountain to pray. Just Jesus, myself, James, and John. The other disciples stayed at the bottom of the mountain. We were tired. It had been a long day. But we wanted to be there with him and to pray with Jesus. However, closing your eyes to pray when you're tired is not the best idea. And it just made us more sleepy. Everything was a fairly normal evening up until this point. And then the strangest thing happened. Jesus changed. I mean, he was glowing. I mean, well, not really glowing, but he was so bright, it made our eyes hurt. It was like looking directly at the sun on a clear day. We had to squint just to see him. And just like Moses' face all those years ago, but Jesus' whole body was, well, just glowing with light. And then two men appeared next to him, which made us rub our eyes even more. Were we seeing things? Or were there actually other people here too? Moses, who gave the law, and the prophet Elijah were the two men who were talking with Jesus. We couldn't really hear the conversation, and we were too afraid to get too close. I now know how those Israelites felt back in the day when they saw Moses' face uncovered. As always, once again, I just said what I was thinking, and I said we should make dwellings for each of them up here on the mountaintop. But then I was even more terrified as we were enveloped into what I can only describe as a large cloud, which overshadowed us completely. We were in this cloud-like thing when we heard a voice say, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." And then in the blink of an eye, it was gone. Moses, Elijah, the cloud. And Jesus was once again not glowing. We spoke with no one about what we had seen. Who would believe us anyway? Jesus glowing so brightly it hurt our eyes, a meeting with Moses and Elijah, men we know followed God, but who died or were taken to heaven a long time ago, hearing God's voice and living to tell the tale, although we haven't told anyone what we heard. God confirming Jesus to be the Messiah, the one that we've been waiting for, but no one was going to believe us. If I'm honest, I kind of wanted to stay on that mountaintop with Jesus and Moses and Elijah. I wanted to stay in that place where they had met and where God was so visible, even though I was terrified. I feel like although we didn't glow brightly like Jesus did, that somehow we've been changed by seeing what happened in front of us. That in some way we're different. I mean, if it could stop me saying what I'm thinking, that would be great. But on a deeper, a spiritual level, I think we would all say something is different, even if we can't fully explain it. I'm only writing this down now because I can't speak of it to anyone. I'm still trying to grasp what happened and understand why it did. And so I don't forget how it happened or how I felt in that moment. It may be a once-in-a-lifetime experience, so I want to hold on to that memory of it, even if I can't explain it. I wonder what tomorrow will bring. Probably nothing quite so spectacular, but then with Jesus, you never know. I wonder, did that experience change Peter, James, and John? We don't know the impact that had along with the experience of everything else that happened. We don't know. We don't have that written down in our Gospels. Are we changed by meeting with Jesus? Do our faces glow so bright that people have to squint to look at us? Or are we changed in a different way? Do we have something in us that others see and something that we can't explain? Maybe it's a sense of peace. Maybe it's a sense of joy. Something that we can't explain but we know comes from God. And this week we will enter into the season of Lent. And as we do that, let us reflect on how we are changed through meeting with Jesus. Amen. We say together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.